February 12, 1907. Faithful and Slothful Servants, Ellen G. White. All should endeavor to realize the shortness of time and the solemnity and importance of the period in which we live. There is no time now to be spent in serving self and in acquiring property for ourselves and our children. A change is to take place. A new order of things is to begin. The heavens are to be rolled together as a scroll, and then shall appear the Son of Man coming in the clouds with power and great glory. For the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him. Then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Then it is that the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, will receive as their works have been. Solemn hour, when the servants are reckoned with, and recompense is awarded to all. There will be no second trial. Probation will close forever. All unbelief in regard to the claims of God's law here ceases, for it is by this standard that all are judged. Every eye then sees God, and every soul realizes what has proved his ruin. It is then seen and acknowledged that God's law governs all created intelligences. There are none to question the authority of the great lawgiver. Scoffers no longer say, "Where is the promise of his coming?" Neither do they wonder that a peculiar people believed in and waited for their Lord's appearing. His coming is the greatest event in the world's history, and those who have had respect to all his commandments are then classed among the loyal and true, and rewarded with eternal life. Shall we not all be aroused before probation closes to see that fidelity to Christ in this life will meet with a sure reward when he shall give to every man according as his works have been? The Lord plainly tells what he thinks of those who sit at ease, leaving others to do the work assigned them. They are represented by the slothful man in the parable of the 10 talents. "I was afraid," he says, "and went and hid thy talent in the earth." And why did the delinquent do this? Here is his answer. "I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strewed." The Lord replies, "Out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore then gavest thou not my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have received mine own with usury?" Then the sentence is pronounced. "Take the talent from him, take away all my gifts and endowments, and all his opportunities for usefulness. For a time I lent him talents, and gave him opportunity to use them to my glory. He saw others at work, and might have joined them and done much good. But he had no love for me or my service, and his life was spent in serving self." This indolent servant now sees that God's claims cannot be set aside with impunity. All have received talents, and all can use them in the service of the master. But many choose to put skill, tact, perseverance, and energy into their business transactions. Too little is said to stir up these non-workers, but if anything is said, many pay no attention. The Lord Jesus is about to be revealed in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. But men neglect all the claims of Jehovah, disregard his holy law, disappoint his expectations in everything. And yet they feel that they are not the ones who will be punished at Christ's coming. How terrible is the self-deception of those souls who are at ease in Zion. They believe everything in God's word that flatters their self-love, but they heed not the warnings and denunciations that make them uncomfortable. Like the Jews, many mistake the enjoyment of their privileges for the benefit they should derive from them. It is a great step heavenward not only to see and love the truth, but to carry it out in the daily life. How changed will a man become under its sanctifying influence? Wherefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, all things are become new. His words and deportment are such that it can in truth be said of him that he is a partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. As long as probation lasts, there will be work to do for the master. In the church, burden bearers are needed, not those who are trying to occupy the highest position, but those who are humble, earnest workers for Jesus. Fathers and mothers in Israel are everywhere needed. Those who will honor God in their families, in the church, among unbelievers, and wherever they are. Think of different ones for whom you can manifest an interest, and in the fear of God, make personal efforts to reach them. As long as, keeping self out of sight, and with heart filled with love, you labor to seek and to save that which was lost, the rich blessing of God will attend you. May the converting power of God come upon the churches, that they may feel a burden for souls, for the souls for whom Christ died, and seek to save them before the day of God's wrath breaks over the world.